Are you sure she's gonna help us? I mean...
Oh, sure. She may not like me anymore, but she's a sucker for breaking rules and giving a big ol' middle finger to authority and all that. She won't be able to resist.
Oh, and is that your type? The middle finger rule-breaking type?
No, not so much anymore. I mean, Kiara was a lot of fun and what I thought I needed when we were together, but it wasn't sustainable.
When you came over, after I had called about the chest and the pictures and the book, I felt incongruously happy to see you. Like we hadn't spoken in years, even though I'd seen you just the night before. I didn't invite you inside. I didn't want to deal with the sight of you dealing with the sight of my mother, stone still at her table. Instead, when I heard your knock, I stepped out onto the porch with you and shut the door quickly behind me. If you thought that was rude, your face didn't show it. I was grateful for that. I waved to Mr. McKercher, who was mowing his lawn. Not the whole thing, actually, just the same stretch of it back and forth, grinding the grass down into the dirt below more than cutting it. Mrs. McKercher stared out from her window, but looked past us instead of at us. We sat down on the steps of my porch, and you explained about Kiara, your ex-girlfriend who was the assistant manager and shift supervisor at the Roasted Rooster. You picked at paint chips on the railing beside you as he spoke. Glorious Ascension used to be a Catholic church, as he told me on the phone. When the congregation couldn't afford the climbing mortgage rate they'd agreed to, the deed fell to the bank, who then sold it to the highest bidder. That bidder happened to be Gilded Hill's own Angelica Vasquez, who had her eye on the location for a new coffee house. Angelica, who remained owner and manager of the house, decided to keep more than the bones of the old church. She kept the old church organ in all of its sterling glory. She kept the original pews and rearranged them for seating around long tables. She kept the baptismal in the foyer, around which she set up the condiment and napkin station. She kept artifacts, hymnals, prayer books, and original documents from the church's own archives to keep on display in frames and cases installed into the oak-paneled walls. She kept the literal bones of the church, the relic buried within the altar that was said to be the jawbone of a saint. Angelica Vasquez faced some blowback from the community, which called it a stupid idea at the least and a blasphemous one at the most extreme. She opened anyway. The Roasted Rooster became the hangout place of the youth, busy and brimming with students and families and youth groups from all over the area. Angelica Vasquez became rather well off in terms of wealth, but kept working as the manager simply because she loved it. If my mother's tome had been in the church when it changed hands, it was sure to be on display or in a storage room. Kiara would have to be persuaded to help us take it. Remind me again why I'm recording this. Kiara isn't a witch or anything, is she?
No, not that I'm aware of. I just think that there's a lot that could go south with this mission, especially if Mabel and Nolan and who knows who else are also looking for this thing. I hate feeling out of the loop when they pull that time-freezing crap, so it's better just to keep recording and delete it later if nothing happens.
Right. Hey, thank you for helping and facing your ex for me.
It's no problem. Really. It's actually really exciting. The cemetery gets a little stifling sometimes.
I bet.
Order for Maud.
That's Kiara.
Her? Oh, wow. She's really pretty.
Maud, caramel macchiato.
Come on.
Maud, last call. If you didn't want this caramel macchiato, you didn't have to order it. Maud?
Kiara? Hey, it's been a while.
Is your name Maud?
Okay, it hasn't been that long.
If it isn't, I'm gonna need you to step away from my window so I can keep doing my job.
Hey, Kiara, I'm Vera.
That sounds absolutely nothing like Maud.
Right, no, I'm not.
We need your help.
If it isn't a coffee or coffee-related issue, I cannot help you.
I wouldn't ask if it wasn't important. Please?
Maud is a no-show anyway. Go sit and I'll take my 15.
Thank you.
While we waited for Chiara, we looked around. There were cases and frames along all the walls. Some of them were modern additions. Neon signs, or metal, or handwritten corny sayings in varying fonts conveying messages about how every day is a new beginning. Stuff like that. Most things were from the church, like a worn-out blueprint of the place. One case had the full robe and regalia of a bishop, though it didn't say whether it was from one who served here or somewhere else, or whether the stuff was just bought from eBay. We didn't find the book, so that meant it either wasn't there or was hidden in a back room somewhere. The neon lit your face up pinkish purple, and it brought out the freckles on your nose.
Okay, go ahead. Don't you want to sit?
Yes, but I don't particularly want to sit next to you.
I can scoot over if...
I'm fine, I don't even know you. Wait, are you... Amy, did you bring your new girlfriend here just to pull me out of work to show me? Because I swear...
No, that's not it. Look, Chiara, Vera and I just need one tiny thing, and then we'll be out of here, okay?
I'm Vera.
You said?
We're looking for a book. Looks like this. Vera, you have the picture, right?
Yes. Here.
A book? If you want a book, why don't you just try the library? It's like a block from here.
Well, this book isn't... It was probably left here a while ago, when the place was a church. We think you might still have it here.
What do you need it for?
Research? We won't bore you with the details. Does it look familiar?
Yeah, kind of. Angelica has one like it in her office upstairs. She keeps it in a case, which is locked, which means you can't have it.
But it's there. You're sure it's this book?
Pretty sure, yeah, but...
Great! Well, you must know where she keeps the key, right? You could just...
Could just what, Amy? Steal from my boss? What? Why would I ever do that? Especially for you.
Nobody said anything about stealing. We just...
If you're gonna say something, like, we just need to borrow it. Don't bother. That just means stealing it.
Well, it would be a great way to stick it to authority. A little adventure, a little B&E, then putting it back before she ever even notices. You used to love doing dumb little tricks like that.
Yeah, used to. I'm not that kid anymore. Drop it, I'm clocking back in.
Chiara left. I felt defeated, stuck, frustrated. You left. Well, we know where she keeps it, he said. We're breaking into that office, and we're getting that book. Tonight.